This is KUT. On top of all the political races this November, justices of the peace are also running for re-election in Travis County. Justices have an enormous impact on the lives of thousands of Austinites, and yet, many of us have no idea what they do. The common perception is what we've learned from television shows like Judge Judy or The People's Court. But as KUT's Joy Diaz reports, real life is much different.
All rise. The Justice Court, Precinct 4, Travis County, is now in session.
There are five Justice of the Peace Courts in Travis County.
Good morning.
Please be seated.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Their courtrooms are where people settle cases with settlements of less than $10,000. That's why they're also known as small claim courts. Hearings are not normally recorded, but on the day Judge Raul Gonzalez allowed me to record, he heard dozens of cases. They varied from evictions to crashes to some criminal misdemeanors. At JP Court, people are not required to have an attorney. But one regular at Judge Gonzalez's court is attorney Gregory Valdespino. He is stocky, with a long white beard and a Christmas tie. And it's easy to see why he volunteers to play Santa Claus in the winter. The tie? A reminder that winter will eventually come.
It's like my own little pep talk to myself, because it's going to be a hot day today.
And a difficult one.
Every day is tough. Some days more than others.
That's Judge Raul Gonzalez. Every day, he listens to the claims of a wide variety of characters.
Let me listen first to Ms. Aguirre, who's going to tell me why she filed this case on behalf of...
There are the colorful ones, like Valdespino. There are the educated ones. There are the ones who don't speak English. And the ones who have fallen on tough times and cannot afford to pay what they owe. As much as Gonzalez says he likes his job, he often feels conflicted.
Often I'm kind of balancing the fine line between being a fact finder and the decision maker, but also having to pull the evidence from the parties, and sometimes they don't have it.
Gonzalez can only rule on what the parties can prove. More times than not, no one is happy when they leave. They can appeal. But out of more than 100,000 cases active last year in Travis County, only 13 appealed a ruling.
There is an assumption that because a person of authority approved a judgment, then the story is over. But in fact, the story has just begun.
Attorney Wayne Krause Yang's story began 6 years ago when he shared a home with a roommate. For months, the roommate neglected to pay her utility bills. Krause Yang took her to court and was awarded a $900 judgment. Over the 6 years that have gone by, he hasn't seen a single penny.
It's a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing because he's savvy and educated and knows how the system works. So why hasn't Krause Yang collected on his judgment?
She ended up leaving the state, and I didn't know what her address was. And without information like that, it's nearly impossible to collect on a judgment, even for an attorney who understands the system somewhat.
The story of Veronica Avila Zavala is not so old. A few months ago, Judge Gonzalez awarded her almost $7,000.
Sí, primero me dio 300 y luego 600.
She gave me 300, then 600.
Así de que me deben en total 6,000.
I guess she still owes me 6,000.
Avila Zavala is undocumented. She's also illiterate. Her husband is about to be deported, and she has two small children. So putting together her case wasn't easy. She claims her friend tricked her into believing she could get Avila Zavala's husband released. She asked for $12,000. Avila Zavala says she paid the $12,000, but could only prove she was owed $6,900. Her friend started paying promptly after Judge Gonzalez's ruling. But then she stopped. Avila Zavala fears her cash is gone. She's not alone. Fewer than 20% of people get paid what they're owed. Judge Gonzalez explains why.
In the state of Texas, it's very hard to get money from a debtor who doesn't have money, right? And there's certain property that's protected, tools of the trade, your homestead, your car, things like that that can't be seized by the state to satisfy that obligation.
Which means that the judgment is just that, a judgment. is not a guarantee that the person will be made whole. And that is very different from what TV shows would lead you to believe. Shows focus on how justice was served, never on how ineffective the system is. Attorney Krause Yang is surprised at how little attention this issue receives.
If you aggregate the number of people who don't end up getting what is owed to them, this is a real serious systemic problem.
And it has been for decades. A Purdue University study dating back to the 1960s showed the same problems that small claim courts face today. Back then, it took too long to get a hearing. People presenting their cases were often unable to dig up all the necessary evidence, and in those days, fewer than 30% of people ever got paid what they were owed. So what to do next? Attorney Krause Yang says there are things the average person can do.
You know, for example, if somebody places a lien against your home because you owe money, you can't necessarily buy or sell your own real estate without satisfying that judgment.
If your debtor has money in the bank, you can also get the money directly from their bank through something called a bank levy, or from their employer by garnishing their wages. It takes time and specific documentation, and sometimes it takes money. Just a few of the reasons why sometimes it's less of a hassle to just let go. Joy Diaz, KUT News.